Okay, so we left off with the problem. So we're going according to the position who maintains that you could really do that. There's two positive qualities. There's the time of sleeping, going to sleeping, and there's the time of waking up. And there could be an overlap. And in fact, there is an overlap between dawn and sunrise. Between Amar HaShachar and HaMetzach HaAma. There's an overlap because some people are sleeping, some people are waking up. Right? So you can do both? Yeah. Okay. So the question is, the case of which is stated, I guess it's Rav Shmuel Gamliel or something. Rav Shmuel Yechai and Rav Kiva. He says there are times that a person could read Kriya Shemas, two Kriya Shemas in the day, one before sunrise and one after sunrise, right? And he'll fulfill the nighttime one with one before sunrise and the daytime one with one after sunrise, right? So even though they're both day, technically, but still, you could fulfill the nighttime one with the one before sunrise and the daytime with the one after sunrise. So Tosa says, I have a bigger Kaddish. Why not just teach? The person could read both of them during that time period and fulfill both of them. So he could read two of them during this period between dawn and sunrise and fulfill the day one and the night one. Why pick a case? If you're telling me that really you could do them both at that time, why tell me that you could do two of them, one before sunrise, one after sunrise, and do the night and the day? Isn't it a bigger Kaddish telling me you can do them both in the exact same time period? Tell me that. But it didn't. Right? So Tosa says, no. There's a reason why it didn't. Really, that's true. Could have done that. But there's an additional Kaddish. Namely, the question is, why did it do the day one after sunrise? Right? So the thing is, it wants to show you that only the day one could be after sunrise. But the night one cannot be after sunrise. So if it said that you could do them both in the period between dawn and sunrise, you'd say, okay, fine, maybe I could do them both even afterwards. I don't know, maybe it's not talking about the period afterwards. It's talking about that period. But now that you see it telling me the day one could be the day one I'm doing after sunrise, so then the night one is talking before sunrise, so it's clear that the night one has to specifically be before sunrise. So that's the Chiddush. I want to show you Chiddush that the nighttime one cannot be after sunrise. The nighttime one could be brachos. The nighttime one could be after dawn because people are still sleeping, but not that far after dawn. Not after sunrise. Right, so we said, why would I think you could do it after sunrise? So apparently we said, as you might think, because kings are still sleeping, some people are still sleeping, you see, openly kings are still sleeping, that's why you could still do the daytime one up until 3 hours, because kings are still waking up. So you think, is that people are still sleeping? So that's why it's teaching you, no, you can't. You can't. Or why not? If the whole idea of creation, we don't go by the official technical times, we're just going by whether people are getting up or sleeping, then we should be able to do it. Right? Right. That's the problem. Now, in order to really take this up, I think it's appropriate for us to look at the Mishnah, which talks about this idea of the kings. Okay? Okay. So, okay, so the king's thing is on Tesla Mavis. So the Mishnah says like this. Mi'imasai koronis shema v'shachos. From when could you read the morning shema? Okay. From when? So this is the Mishnah about the morning shema. Mishiyakir ben tchilas alav. From time when there's enough light that one can differentiate between the blue and the white part of the tzitzis. Certain colors. certain amount of light. So let's say, so you say it's time for people to start getting up. Right? Saying otherwise it's too dark. Okay, so it's a different type of blue, whatever. Differentiate, different type of differentiation between colors. Okay, not really relevant for us. So that's the starting point. Ad hanetzachama. Until sunrise. So you have from the time you could begin to discern colors up until sunrise. Why up until sunrise? On the surface, why up until sunrise? Okay, because it's the last time when people start waking up. People still wake up by the light, by the sun. And once the sun is up, then everyone's up. Categorically, people are up. Not nowadays. Nowadays is a whole different society. But everyone's up once the sun is up. I mean, some people get up at the beginning when the sun is up, when you could start differentiating color. Other people wait till the sun is up. Once the sun is up, the sun is up. Or then it's no longer as much shkiva, people aren't sleeping. I'm sorry. Then it's no longer as mankima, but people are no longer getting up. They've already gotten up. Right? They've already gotten up. But Rabbi Yeshua Omar, ad shalosh shos. No, you have until 3 hours, and this is the way we hold. You have until 3 hours in the day. It's not only until sunrise, but you have until 3 hours in the day. Shekin derech malachim lamod b'shalosh shos. Because kings get up. It's the way of kings to stand up in 3 hours. In the 3 hours, okay? 3 hours into the day. Right? So therefore, since the kings get up then, so therefore you could still consider it time of rising. Time of getting up. Okay? Even though it's only kings, apparently, look, for whatever reason, we reckon we go by kings. Right? It's still the time of getting up. But after that, you can no longer fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? So apparently we go by kings. So if that's the case, then why don't you go by kings in terms of the time of when it's the time of sleep? Because if they're getting up for 3 hours, the first 3 hours or whatever, so then presumably they're sleeping also during those hours. So why is it that right after sunrise, that's it? Clock is over. Why don't you get equally the same 3 hours? Something to that effect. Right? We also, by the way, seem to have machlokas here. In the Mishnah, at least, whether you go by kings, right? Because the first position says you have until Hanites. Right? The second position holds no. They have all the way up until 3 hours because of the kings. And it would be nice if we could understand that. Okay, so anyway, now, so I'm thinking like this. This is, I guess, what Yonah's saying and Morris is getting at here. That if you look carefully at the Mishnah, it doesn't say that because kings are up until 3 hours. But it says, means like to stand up in 3 hours. Which I'm saying, because the word should have said of kumecha, right? Come. So I'm saying is that everyone wakes up when the sun rises because it's light. And the sun, the kings aren't any different. The sun wakes everybody up and they're up. The only thing is that the kings basically aren't in a rush. So they're lazy and whatever. They have whatever it is, they have servants taking care of their stuff. So they don't stand up. They don't get out of bed. They hang out. They relax in bed. They do stuff. Like Dr. J mentioned some time back. Some people can stay in bed for a while. So it means that they're awake. They're not still sleeping. But a king who's, he's chilled out and he has servants taking care of his stuff. So maybe he'll sit. He'll eat breakfast in bed. He'll read in bed. Whatever the case is. Hang out. Everyone else is getting standing up. They're awake. When they're awake, they're going to the fields. The king doesn't necessarily have to hit the field, so they basically don't stand up. They just leisure in bed for a few hours. And what I'm thinking is maybe that's Rabbi Shua's fetish. That ufkumecha doesn't only include the time when people awaken, but it includes when people are getting up. Like, getting up includes more than just awakening, but it includes getting out of bed. And the kings, and that's why his chiddush isn't so much about the kings, but it's the idea that if kumecha includes even the time, not just when you waken from the state of sleep, but it means when you get up and get to activities. And since kings don't do that until 3 hours, therefore that's included of kumecha. How can anybody that's included? Right? That's his chiddush. It could be as a chum don't buy. The chum holds and the kumecha means when you awaken. When you awaken, it's not a chama. Even kings awaken, then it's not a chama. That's the sun wakes everyone up. But the Rishu's point is that if kumecha includes the time, this is also defined as kumecha because it's a different facet of the rising process. There's you wake up, but then there's getting out of bed. That's also of kumecha. But if shachucha means when you're sleeping. And in shachucha, you can't say that the kings are sleeping after that time. Shachucha is when you lie down and then you're sleeping. So they're in bed, and they're not necessarily sleeping, they're just hanging out in bed. It's just that it's not the process of kumecha. They have, so to speak, like a longer process of kumecha. They wake up, and they hang out in bed, they do this, so that's included in the process of kumecha. But it's not sleeping time, because they're awake. So that's what it's teaching you, is that even if you want to say that you get until Hanes for the nighttime Krishna, because people are waking up until that point, people are still sleeping until that point, like the Mishnah says, because some people are still sleeping. It doesn't say, what do you mean? So why doesn't it say some people are still sleeping until the morning, until 3 hours? I think that's not true. There's no one, people aren't still sleeping until 3 hours. It just means that the kings are still in bed, and they're in the process of rising. So that extends the morning Krishna, but it can't extend the nighttime one. And my answer here is, like, if you would have learned straight up the machlokes between Rishon and Chachamim, you'd say, simple way you learn it is that everyone normal people wake up at Hanit, by Hanit, and kings wake up, they're fast asleep until 3 hours. Right? They're like the teenagers of the olden days. Right? They're basically asleep until 3 hours. Right?
These days.
And the machlokes was, do we care about kings or not? Right? That's what you a simple way to learn. Do we care about kings or not? The Chum don't care about kings, and the Rishon cares about kings. But if that's the case, then you have a kasha. Because if you care about kings in the morning Krishna, why do you care about kings in the night time, in the evening Krishna? What's the difference? Do you care about kings or do you not care about kings? So that's what I'm answering. That's not the machlokas. Everyone agrees you care about kings. Machlokas is because kings are not sleeping, fast asleep, they're just hanging out of bed, they don't stand up, they don't rise up, and then Rishon studies that that's included in Kumecha. Kumecha doesn't only include the discrete point of going to sleep to awake, but includes the process of rising. And that process, for some, goes up until 3 hours of the day, the kings. And Rishon don't hold by that. But that's a unique particular in the daytime Shema, it has nothing to do with the nighttime Shema. No, that's wrong. No kings aren't sleeping after Hanit. No one's sleeping after Hanit. I mean, I'm positing certain facts, which are kind of hard to understand, to deal with altogether, because we're not in this society, and our clocks and our times are totally different. You know. And I guess you could ask, is why don't kings actually sleep until? I'm positing something a little funny. Why don't kings actually sleep until 3 hours? What I'm just saying is, it's like once the sun is up, they wake up. Everyone's not waking up. That's when the world wakes up. The sun wakes up, everyone up. There's heat, it's light, that's when the people wake up. The king's just, lazy around. I mean, that's the fact that I'm positing. And I'm kind of going with I noticed it because the language, Lamod. I mean, I'm not positive that's a proof. But that's what you just put them down there.
What?
I said, you just put the keys down. Okay, thank you. Like an example, like just to see the point. It's like, let's say back in the days, or whenever that, I don't know your days, but like when you sleep really late. I think more often than not, it's not pshat
that you just wake up the first time, 12 p.m. Like, let's say at 12, you know, at noon. Let's say someone's the kind of guy who sleeps late, like some teenager, you know, like that kind of, back when you were a teenager, and you slept till noon, you know, or 11 o'clock, or something like that. Does that mean, like, you just wake up at 11 o'clock? I don't think so. I mean, I'm not saying it never happens, and I guess there are people who are like that, but I think in general, you wake up earlier when there's light outside. I mean, unless you're in, like, in, you know, a pitch black room or whatever, but I mean, you wake up earlier, but and then you just roll over and you go back to sleep. Then you roll over and then you go back to sleep. And that's part of the enjoyment of sleeping late. Like, you have to keep waiting, you know, you wake up and you go back to sleep, you know. And you just hang out in bed, you lay in bed, you whatever. Like, there's an idea of, like you could sleep, there's a limit to how long. Again, different people are different than if you go to sleep super late, of course, you know, and it depends on whatever. But, like, especially back in the day, if you'd imagine, there's a limit to how long you could manage to stay asleep. You know, but there's an idea of you wake up, but then you just kind of hang out. You know, you have the luxury of hanging out. Other people wake up by the sun and the roosters and whatever it is. I mean, they wake up and they get out of bed because they have work to do. But the king wakes up, but he just kind of lunges around. You know, he closes his eyes again, he snoozes, whatever. He doesn't get out of bed until 3 hours. That's what they used to do. You know, but I'm saying it's an upshot that kings had some sort of different clock, different biological habits or whatever, that they managed to sleep until 3 hours. You know, they trained themselves to, like, stay asleep. What I'm saying is, like, they just hung out, you know. Their servants tended to them. They didn't have stuff to do. They just hung out in bed or whatever, and they stood up. They rose up. They stood up. Out of 3 hours, they weren't in a rush to go anywhere. I think what I'll do next, if we continue in this sugya, which I think we could do that, is the Rosh. Let me just see what the Rosh say again. And the Rosh has a different. You know, let me just read you quickly, just introduce you to the point. But basically, he says he wants to say, really, it's daytime. But you know, let's leave it. Let's leave it. But it's the Rosh. I'll show you where it is. But the Rosh is on our Gemara. It's on Daf, Dalam Amis. Oh, you know, it's actually, hold on a second. It's, no, it's not. It's on, it's on Gimel Amis. It's in Ostas. Make it like Ostas and Gimel Amis. I'm sorry, Dalam and Aleph. Okay, that's it, for real. Dalam and Aleph. Okay, 4a. I saw it. Yeah, I mean, the Rabbeinu Yonah is kind of interesting. He says, it seems like he's dealing with the problem. Why are we going by kings? So he says, even though we don't normally say, we don't usually treat Jewish people as kings, because there's like a statement that says that we're B'nai Malachim, like the Jews are the sons of kings. We're like our royalty in a certain sense. But that's not a halachic point. Normally, halachically, we are not treated as kings. Kings are kings. We're regular people. It says, here we do. Here it is, halacha. And the end of my Kriyat Shema goes until 3 hours because it's still this time of kima for some people. So therefore, you're yotzei b'diavad. It works. So it sounds like he's trying to address this thing, why we go by kings. But at the same time, what's he saying? And he says, even though normally we don't go by kings and we're not kings, but here we go by it because it's still the time of Kriyat Shema for some people. I mean, why are we going by kings? Right? You want to take Zman Kima? Go by Zman Kima for the normal person? Why are you going to make games? So it sounds like he's trying to address it, but it's not clear what he's saying. Does anyone pick up what he's saying? It's the Rinyon on Dalin Amud Beis in the Daf Ha'aref. The paragraph which starts with Yeshua Amrad Gimel Shalos. That's why I think it says L'Achila Yeshua is saying, is even though we hold you can do 3 hours, it's just the B'diavad. L'Achila Yeshua really do Kriyat Shema before Hanetz HaChama. That's why if you daven Hanetz, it's the way to get in. The best time for davening is after Hanetz. Best time for a Kriya Shema is before Hanetz. So if you daven at Hanetz, you get both of them at the best time. What's the time during the day? You should start reading before Hanetz. And you'll finish the last bracha with Hanetz. Right, fine. And if you do it late and you read it after sunrise, because its time is until 3 hours,
for someone who violated and did it late. Sounds like he's saying it's a violation. Avar. I mean, you're over. But since the real zman is to do it on it, for on it, but if you didn't delay it and do it late, then you have until 3 hours. It's a funny halacha altogether. Strange. Strange. That's why it's b'diavad. But what's the that's a different question exactly. Why is it b'diavad? But my question is, what's the Rabbi Yonah saying? Is why you go away kings altogether? Who cares about kings? You know.
You're saying, why are we? Why do we even have that last?
Yeah, why not just say we're not going to go by kings? We go by regular people. Regular people get up after that, by helmets. So kings. So kings are a minority. Who cares about the kings?
But what about the kings themselves?
Okay, so I'm going to elaborate a little bit on what I have said. But is that it? Could be a saying is that zman kima doesn't mean the time when people get up. If it meant the time when people get up, it says you go by what is the time when people get up. You go in the majority. But it means the period of time, so to speak, or the range of time when people get up. It's by its very nature, Ufkumecha is a range. It's a period of time in which the awakening takes place. And therefore, it includes every normal person, any class of people's awakening. See, if it were like a fixed time, the time, wake up time, to say, go away, wake up time, the majority of people, you need to find that point, that moment, that whatever, a few minutes is wake up time. But since the idea is like it's the time in Klal Yisrael of waking up, so there's different classes in Klal Yisrael, and king is a real class. And therefore you say is that as long as there's a recognized class who wakes up, then you'll say that that's part of the period of waking. It may not be the primary waking time, and it could be for some reason, therefore, l'chachili, you should do it in the primary waking time, not in the secondary, or, you know, whatever. But he's saying the nature of the halacha is the period in which, look, different people wake up different times. There's a range. But if kumacha means during that range. So the range is defined by minorities also. The concept, once you say it's a range, then you're including minorities. See, in a different area where it's just not a range, it's an intrinsic line. So you say define the line by the majority, I'll define it by minorities. But here the very nature of the thing is arranged. So then you include even the other people. Right? Then you include the other people. That's a good point. I mean, it could be there are noblemen or whatever, maybe it's 1 hour or whatever. I mean, there could be a range here. But it's just telling you the kings is the end of the range. I mean, it could be that's what the other position argues though. It could be that's how they'll learn. I mean, you don't know what. Is that that's the very question. Does Ukumatha mean the time of waking, in which case you have to go by normal people, or it means the range of waking, in which case you could extend it and include the outliers? You know, if it's a time of waking, so then you have to pick the time, the concentrated period in which all people are waking up. So as he says, between a light until the sunrise. From the time of the colors till the sunrise, that's the time. That's really like wake-up time. You know, but he's saying, is no, it means it's a range. It means the time in which the activity of waking gets takes place, so there's a bigger range. Yeah. Okay, so what I'd like to do, so you can think about this some more, but also maybe the lechachila thing is kind of interesting. Like, why, if it's a range, then why say it all the time? Why is the lechachila better to do in the beginning part of the range, or the majority of the range? Why is that? Who cares? Okay, but then I'd like to move to the Rosh. I mean, what, now this week is just Shavuos, and then the week after that, I guess we'll have to see what's going on. Okay, but I guess I'll keep you posted.